Tune in to this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where I show you how to take a screenshot of your application with a single line of code. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. I'm James Montemagno, and today we are talking about the Screenshot API. This is a really cool API that can help you specifically in a lot of situations, but I like it for diagnostics or debug when I need to kind of get insight into issues my users are having in their app. There's a lot of different use cases for it, though, but the idea is it allows your users or you to take a screenshot of whatever is on the user's device or inside of your app. And it's a very simple API with just a few lines of code. So let's get started. All right, I'm over here in the same place I get started on every Xamarin Essential API of the Week, which is the documentation. Now, Xamarin Essentials is included in every brand new application and template, so you probably already have it. But if you don't, you'll need to install the NuGet, and you can read the Getting Started guide right here for more information. Now, underneath are all of these feature guides of every single API that's in there, and you can kind of see that there's a lot in here. Look at all of them. And today we're talking about Screenshot. Now, some APIs do require some permissions, so there may be a little bit of setup here, but you can see that this is a very, very simple API. In fact, the API is screenshot.captureAsync, and you can get a bunch of different information from this screenshot. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and just copy this code so we can use it a little bit later on. So over in Visual Studio, the first thing that you're going to do, of course, is make sure you have Xamarin Essentials installed. The Screenshot API was introduced in version 1.6, so make sure you've, of course, updated to there. As of today, I'm on 1.6.1, which is of this recording, the current version. So as long as you have 1.6.0 or newer, it'll be included there. Now, this is a very simple page of my application. I have a button that says, take a screenshot, and then I have an image that I'm going to put the screenshot in. So that's a really nifty one. And of course, there's other APIs in Xamarin Essentials, such as email and sharing and launchers, where you can launch and open and share and email those images if you want to. So over here, when the user clicks this button, take screenshot, we're going to fill in this image over here. So let's go to the code behind. And what we'll notice is I have a simple button clicked event. I'm actually just going to copy and paste that code really quick and see what we get from the docs. So here I'm going to mark this as async because it's an async void. And we can see that the very first thing I'll need to do is bring in Xamarin Essentials. So screenshot dot. And if I go ahead and do a dot here, we'll see that there is capture supported and of course capture async. So a good mechanism here is to do if screenshot dot is supported or is capture supported, then go ahead and do it. Or return, you know, you can kind of figure out how you want that in your code. Now, this screenshot API of capture async returns a screenshot result back. So that's what we can see right here. So on that screenshot result, you can see the height, the width, and then there's this helper method, which is called open read async. And what that's going to do is return a, it's going to return a stream to you. So let me go ahead and make sure I clean up my code. There we go. A stream that you can read in. Now we are using Xamarin Forms and you can actually load an image from a stream. So that's very nifty right there. So what I'm going to do is say image screenshot, which is our element in the UI.source, and set it equal to this new stream source. And we are done. It is literally a line of code to capture the screenshot and a line of code to open or read that screenshot asynchronously. So you kind of want to grab that screenshot, do something with it. In this case, we're just going to put it in the UI. But again, you could attach this to an email. You could go ahead and share it with another application, whatever your user might be doing with it. So let's take a look over at the app now. Here it is. This is our app, the same app that we've been using the entire time over in our Essential API of the Week with all the different APIs in here. And let's go into screenshot. So I'll add a few breakpoints here. Why not? And I'll say take screenshot. Now, there's nothing really fancy on the page besides the app, but we should get that back. So here is our screenshot. We can see that it is, in fact, over here, 1920 by 1080, which is the resolution of it. And I'm going to go ahead and open that stream. So we have a memory stream here with all of our bits and bytes, and load it up. And as you can see over in our emulator, we have now our app inside of our app, which is pretty cool. If I come in and I was to make this background over here, background color black, for instance, here, and reload that, we can now clearly see there's the app inside of it. If I take a new screenshot over here, boop, we'll see that I now get the updated screenshot of the application. And you can really go in, look at that, it's over and over and over again. So you're taking a screenshot of the current app inside of it, which is really, really cool. And again, you can do anything with it. But that's it. It's really super simple API. I love it. It's an amazing community contribution that you can use inside of your applications today. I'll, of course, link to this sample application so you can take a look at the source code of what we just wrote. But more importantly, all of the documentation for the Xamarin Essentials screenshot API. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them in the comments below. And thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.